On a very cold November morning, and with a light snow falling, around 100 people, at least half of them U.S. Forest Service personnel, gathered at the Laurel Fork Campground in Randolph County to watch as the 2023 U.S. Capitol Christmas tree was harvested. Known as the People's Tree, the 65-foot-tall Norway spruce is destined to sit on the west lawn of the White House during this holiday season. Here's a little more information about the tree.
My name's Kirk Peeler. I'm a staff officer for Natural Resources for the Forest. They age the tree at probably between 35 and 40 years old. So it's relatively young. And it was planted about the same time as the first Capitol Christmas tree was harvested in the same county, in relatively close to here, on the Greenbrier Ranger District.
After a photo op for all of the forest personnel with the tree, one of the members climbed near the top of the tree to attach a line from one of two large cranes on site. Once that was secured, it was time to cut the tree. Amy Albright, U.S. Capitol Tree Project Manager, introduces the two men selected for the honor.
We're going to have a two-person team using a cross-cut saw this year. So Ron Pogar is a longtime employee on the Monongahela National Forest. He's an expert botanist, and he has taught and certified many sawyers here on the Monongahela. And our second sawyer is Arden Koger Jr. He is an attorney here in West Virginia and a world champion lumberjack from a family of deeply rooted in West Virginia timber. And his father harvested the 1976 tree. So passing it down in the family.
Once they were suited up, it took them a very short time to cut through the large trunk of the tree, which seemed to float in the air as it was separated from the stump. Another tether line from the second crane was attached to the trunk so that the tree could be turned horizontally in preparation for placing it on the truck bed that will take it to Washington, D.C. Monongahela National Forest Supervisor Sean Cochran thanked all those who attended the harvest, as well as Senators Joe Manchin and Shelley Moore Capito, for their support of the program and the forest. Cochran also had thanks for the Shawnee tribe, who have partnered with the U.S. Capitol tree for decades.
I also want to thank the Shawnee tribe, which has provided support through naming the tree Wathaim Tekwi, the official name of the tree, which means bright tree in the Shawnee language. They also sent handmade ornaments for the tree and contributed to the interpretive exhibit that will go on with the tree. Once the tree is completed its mission, the wood that comes out of the tree, will be milled and provided back to the tribe, which will be used on their tribal ceremonial grounds in White Oak, Oklahoma.
Aaron Payden from the Shawnee tribe was also on hand to witness the harvest.
Gavin and Amy contacted us in January or February about the project. We have a long-standing relationship, government to government, on doing Section 106, but they contacted us about this project and brought it up to us, and we've just been working on it ever since. I'm here from Northeast Oklahoma, Miami, Oklahoma. The Shawnee love this area. This is their homelands, and they're glad to be involved in anything going on in their homelands.
On Saturday, November 4th, the 2023 U.S. Capitol Christmas tree begins a two-week statewide tour before arriving in Washington on November 17th. Each stop will feature information about the tree, activities for children, and an opportunity to sign a banner. Ethan Reese, a fourth-grade student at Beverly Elementary School and winner of the 2023 U.S. Capitol Christmas Tree Essay Contest, will have the honor of throwing the switch to light the tree to kick off the official holiday season in Washington. You'll find a schedule of the tree's tour, including a stop in Marlinton on November 6th, with this story at our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.